Module 7, Lesson 2, Key Principles for Using Settling Methods. Although each settling method is different in approach and implementation, they all do have similar principles. And while you might sometimes have to adjust a settling method to better fit your family or your child's needs, and we'll talk more about this in Module 8, by keeping these main principles in mind, you're going to be able to develop an approach that's not only going to be successful, but will also minimize tears at the same time. Principle number one, give reassurance, but not constantly. We encourage you to be observant and responsive to your child, regardless of which settling method you're implementing. However, if you need to soothe your little one, keep these interventions intervaled, not constant. And that looks different depending on whether you're doing an in-room or an out-of-room method. For example, with an out-of-room method, such as the intervaled soothing method, all of the soothing techniques, picking up baby, comforting touch, verbal reassurance, they're all intervaled at one time, all together. So you stay out of the room for your set amount of time, and if baby's still crying at the end of that time, you go in for a 1 or 2 minute interval to soothe your baby with those soothing techniques. On the other hand, with an in-room method, such as the gradual retreat method, you decrease the soothing gradually by intervaling one soothing technique at a time. So at the beginning, you will have all of those. You'll be picking up baby to comfort them, using comforting touch, and using verbal reassurance and your presence. And then slowly, we decrease the picking up first, and then we decrease the comforting touch, and then we decrease the verbal reassurance until you're finally out of the room. So those are just two different examples of what that means, but the basic underlying principle is give the reassurance, but don't reassure constantly. There needs to be a break where your child has a chance to soothe and to calm down themselves so that they actually have a chance to even try falling asleep on their own. Principle number two, keep interventions short. So all of the calming interventions, regardless of which settling method you're using, must be short. That means 1 to 3 minutes, depending on the method that you're using, and regardless of the outcome. That means that even at the end of your calming intervention, if your child is still frustrated and still crying, we still want to move on and give them a little bit more space and have that interval. So don't extend the time of your intervention, even if your child doesn't calm down, as that can actually lead to even more tears in the long run. So for example, with the accompanied settling method, where you're right next to your child and picking them up to comfort them, we want those pickups to be short. And even if your child, within the amount of time where you're picking them up, doesn't calm down, you still need to put them back into the bed so that they don't learn the concept of, if I stop crying, I'll be put in back into bed, because that can lead to actually more crying in arms and not being able to calm down. So at the end of the intervention, if they're still crying in your arms, you still want to put them back down. And that's the same for the every different method, just in a different way. And we'll go into more detail about how to actually implement this specifically for each method later on. Principle number three, emotions are allowed. The way that your little one reacts to the sleep training process will depend largely on their personal temperament. Some children hardly cry at all, and for others, it's really a very emotional process. So regardless of how your child responds, try to remember that simply stopping the frustration and crying is not the end goal. Walking them through the tough emotions while still creating new patterns is. Frustration towards change is normal and to be expected, so try to keep a reflective and observant perspective. Why are they crying? What are they trying to express? It might be helpful here to reflect back to Module 5, Lesson 4 on how to support your child before and during sleep training. Principle number four, be confident. If you're unsure about the method you're using or how to apply it, your little one will sense this hesitation and have a harder time settling. Your child will also mirror your emotions, and if they can feel your stress or frustration or impatience, they will react in a more emotionally charged and stressed way. They can't tell exactly what's bothering you, but they can sense it all the same. On the other hand, if you're able to regulate your own emotions, you will create a calm atmosphere that feels safe, a space where learning can occur. This is known as co-regulation, and we talked about that in Module 5. And it is an important part of helping your child regulate their feelings, especially in the first 18 months of life. It might be helpful here for you to refer back to Module 5, Lesson 4, as well as the workbook exercises from Module 5 on how to make co-regulation easier on yourself. Principle number 5, stay consistent. We encourage you to pick one settling method and to stick with it for at least 5 to 7 days, even if things seem to get worse in the beginning. That's often the case that things will get a little bit worse before they get better, and switching from method to method, or occasionally responding to a behavior and other times not, is actually going to only confuse your child and lead to more problems. This is called intermittent reinforcement in psychology, and we're going to explain this in more detail in Lesson 2 of Module 8. Intermittently reinforced behaviors are very difficult to change, and that often involves a lot of tears. There are situations where it's necessary to change methods, but switching methods too quickly can do often more harm than good. However, that being said, if you do feel like the method that you initially chose doesn't work well for you or for your child, there is a lesson in Module 8 that's going to help you know when and how to make that necessary shift. Principle number 6, be patient. Changing any ingrained habit, such as sleep habits, takes about 2 to 3 weeks. So don't give up if you don't see improvement immediately or if things seem to get worse in the first 3 to 4 days. Ups and downs are a normal and very common part of the process, and you can rest assured that the needs of your child are being met. If, however, you don't see significant improvement within 7 to 10 days, do take advantage of the group coaching calls that we offer so that we can have a look together to see if there might be something that still needs to change in order for things to fall into place. Last but not least, principle number 7, give your child space to learn. This can be a really hard one to implement, especially if you're used to responding as soon as your child wakes up. But we want to encourage you not to rush to intervene, but rather to allow space and time for your child to actually practice their new sleeping skills. So, for example, whenever your child wakes too early from their nap or in the middle of the night, we recommend that you wait 5 minutes before you intervene with your chosen settling method. This at least gives them a little bit of a chance to try to resettle independently. Sometimes going in too early can actually interrupt the settling process and wake the child up even more. Plus, if your child isn't crying, there's actually no reason to intervene at all. Often parents get into this mindset of, oh my goodness, they woke up, so that means I need to go back in and make them sleep. Remember, it's not your job to make your child sleep. That's their job. They are capable of doing that. Your job is just to offer them a chance to sleep by putting them into their bed at the right time, by providing a sleep-conducive environment, making sure that their day routine is somewhat on track, and reassuring them if they need it. Other than that, you can really also relax, give them space to learn, take the pressure off yourself, and you might just be surprised at what your child is capable of.